Hey everyone, it's Harmon. You've tuned into another episode of Comedy History 101. We have a brand spanking new episode today, an episode that the world needs at this moment. That's right. Today's episode is on the history of Yakov Smirnoff. What a country. So we hope everyone is safe and well. And also before we jump into the episode, take some time to like, subscribe, and comment on Comedy History 101 wherever you get your podcasts, be it iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatnot. And without further ado...
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.
You gotta be very selective, very careful of what jokes you say. If you say, like, take my wife, please, you get home, she's gone.
Oh, boy. So, what you heard there was a classic routine by said comedian, Yakov Smirnoff.
I said to myself, what a country.
And yes, you've tuned into another episode of
Comedy History 101.
Where we school you in comedy. I, of course, and Harmon Leon with me, as always, corona-free, Scott Kalanico. Scott, how are you doing?
In Russia, how are you doing says hello to Harmon. I didn't make sense. I got too close to the mic too. All right.
Yeah. So Scott, this is a Comedy History 101 podcast episode the world needs more than ever. We've been saving this episode. It's been in our archives and we've been talking amongst ourselves saying there's going to be that moment in history where we need to pull out one Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah. I said to myself, what a country.
We have reached that, moment.
We are
there.
Our Pandora's box of comedy.
We could so if you just heard like up front, we had the Comedy History 101 theme song. There are two comedians featured in it. One is Andy Kaufman, who we love, and the other, of course, featured in the Comedy History 101 theme song, one Dr. Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, he is a doctor.
So, Scott, when you hear the name Yakov Smirnoff, what comes to mind?
What a country, Miller Lite, and big, tall, furry hats.
So tell our beloved audience, who is Yakov Smirnoff?
Well, actually, Harmon, you know, between you and me and our audience, his name isn't really Yakov Smirnoff. His name is actually Yakov Naumovich Pukis. And he is a Ukrainian and now American, Ukrainian-American comedian, actor, and writer from the state of Ukraine, the Soviet Union state of Ukraine. He's actually from the city of Odessa. Port city on the Black Sea.
Oh, right. My grandparents are from Odessa.
So maybe, so I wonder, maybe they all knew each other.
Maybe they did.
That kind of ties, yeah, that's ahead. Like me and the guy from Aerosmith being from the same village, dude.
Yeah, there you go. So, Steven Tyler,
man.
What's the name of the city? Brindisi?
No, dude. Sensolsti. And his real last name.
Yeah, Sensolsti.
His real last name was Talarico.
Mm. And you're Kalanico.
Well, my great grandmother's last name, maiden name, was Talarico. They have the exact same last name from the exact same small town. So I'm thinking there's something there.
Maybe your grandma was putting out. Dude, talk about my grandma.
For her grandson? What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. So, Scott, can I say we digressed a bit?
Yes, a little bit.
So, as we're talking about Yakov Smirnoff, Ukrainian comedian from our Soviet Union, where in America you emigrate to country. In Soviet Union, country emigrates to you. What a country.
I said to myself, what a country.
So here's a little thing about, I didn't know about Yakov Smirnoff. He was actually performing stand-up comedy in the Ukraine and came to the United States in 1977 in order to pursue a career in show business. So I believe as a performer back in the former Soviet Union, he was performing at, I guess it would be like almost considered to the Borscht Belt here in America on the Black Sea, where there's a lot of, kind of resorts and all that.
Yeah, he was on a couple of cruise ships, and he would just kind of, I think he was kind of a tour guide as well, leading, because back then you had to have a tour guide, like if you were American, because this is how he said he met a lot of Americans, so like you had to take one of the state-sponsored tours, you know, and you always had to have your, you know, guide around, and he was like one of those guys, and so he would meet Americans that way, and they would, you know, tell him how great the U.S. of A is and freedom.
And he probably answered to them, "What a country!"
He probably said, "Couch doesn't stand behind you." But what's interesting is I think his dad. So his dad was kind of an inventor. He was like an engineer and an inventor. And his dad invented. I mean, they immigrated legally.
Whiteout? Did he invite Whiteout? No,
That was the monkeys.
Michael Nesmith.
But they immigrated legally. Where back in the 70s, the Soviet Union and would exchange wheat for people, but also they allowed him to go because his dad invented this crazy here it is.
Pictionary?
No, his dad invented a gadget that measured the structural integrity of large blocks of concrete. And so apparently, back when he was performing in the Ukraine, he would take the device on the road and tried to sell it. He was like a salesman even back then. Until
that's kind of funny. Yeah, so he's like a traveling salesman comedian.
Until KGB tell him, don't, when you take device on road, KGB takes you on device.
I said to myself, what a country.
So here's my question is, how much wheat do you think they got for Yakov Smirnoff?
I don't know. I do know that they're Washington Heights, I think they were. He said their apartment was $226 a month.
Oh, wow.
Rent.
Holy cow. Yeah, 1977 prices? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bankrupt.
Well, there's discrepancies there because somebody said at one point I read it was Lower East Side, and then they said Washington.
Right.
So who knows?
So how would you describe the humor, the comedy persona of one Yakov Smirnoff?
Oh man, how wouldn't I? Well, I mean, he was kind of a proto Borat, you could say. He was the perpetually bemused. Foreigner.
Yeah, yep.
Wandering around in the big city.
I mean, but it's great to be in this country. You have freedoms. You know, you can say anything you want. You can do whatever you want. Certain freedoms I had no idea about. I walked in the store first time. I saw this box. It says New Freedom. And I said to myself, what a country.
What I read is this is just summary of what I already know, is his humor combined mockery of life under communism and the consumerism of the United States, as well as wordplay caused by misunderstanding American phrases, cultures, and all punctuations, followed by the catchphrase, what a country. should we tackle a few of these?
Oh, let's do a little Smirnoff off.
Okay, so I'll do one. I go to New York and I saw a big sign saying, America loves Smirnoff. And I said to myself, what a country.
Okay, this is
Smirnoff, or a brand of vodka. Yeah,
it was going to bother. Okay. Actually, but the funny thing is that is literally where he took his name from. Because he's, like one of his first jobs when he got here, he was a bartender in the Catskills. And that's where he decided.
Which is the Borscht Belt comedy of America, United States.
Yeah. Yep. So he's been in both of the borscht
belts. And if I could correct you even further, it was the famous resort. I think Grossinger's, or I think it's called.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the real famous borscht belt comedian resort.
Where Dirty Dancing was.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Fair
enough. So Scott, why don't you tackle another one?
All right, let me do another one. Okay, right. Because this ties into this. upon being worked as a... Okay, in the joke, Yakov got offered to work as a barman on a graveyard shift, and he remarks, "A bar in a cemetery? What a country! Last call. During happy hour, the place must be dead."
What a country! The first time I went to a restaurant, they asked me, "How many in your party?" And I said, 600 million.
At the grocery store... they have powdered milk, powdered eggs, and baby powder. What a country.
And then he has also, you know, another one of his clever joke formulas is comparisons of the U.S. versus the USSR, such as in every country, they make fun of city. In U.S., we make fun of Cleveland. In Russia, we make fun of Cleveland.
That's kind of funny.
Why don't we have baseball in Soviet Union? In Soviet Union, no one is safe.
and this
what a country. So it's kind of like the fun of Jeff Foxworthy, where you can just end every joke with or with Larry the Cable Guy, where you can end every joke with "get her done."
Get her done, yeah.
You can end it with what a country. You know, I like the catchphrase comedians.
Yeah, what's in America, you can always find a party. In Russia, party always finds you.
I said to myself, what a country.
Classic, a classic one. Here you have American Express card. Don't leave home without it. In Russia, we have Russian Express card. Don't leave home.
Yeah, well, I mean, the party joke is actually kind of funny because I read an anecdote that he told when, because as I said, when he was kind of a tour guide, when he was in Russia doing his tours and stuff, and when he moved to his family moved to the States, the officials there were asking him, you know, what do you do? And he didn't know how else to say it, so he said he was a party organizer,
You know.
So the Americans were like, "Oh, what? You're coming over here to organize a communist party?" But it was okay.
And he's like, "No, in Russia, party organizes you."
Oh, God.
What a country. Oh, so the correct pronunciation of the hotel he worked at was Grossinger's Hotel in the Catskills. And he actually lived in the employee dormitory.
Oh, wow.
Which foreshadows what later happens when he has roommates in L.A., which we will get to.
Right.
But first, so he began doing stand-up in the late 70s. Like you mentioned, he chose the last name Smirnoff. Because, again, it was like a familiar, you know, Russian name that he got from his bartending days. And he started comedy in New York, and then he moved in the early 80s to Los Angeles to pursue his stand-up comedy career. And,
Scott, we have
talked about this on past episodes of Comedy History 101. Yes. Where did he perform when he moved to Los Angeles?
Well, hate to have to stop you.
Answer it like Jeopardy.
Hate to have to stop you there, but actually he had a pit stop on the way to L.A. Actually, it turned out that Yakov tried his hand working on the cruise ships. He was on the Carnival. I believe it was Carnival. It might have been Royal Caribbean. He was on one of the big cruise ship lines, and he actually did a cruise as a comedian. Before he could speak very well English, and his act consisted mostly of him coming out and dancing Russian dances and telling bad jokes. And he was not hired back for the good of history. So that's when he kind of moved on to LA.
Yeah, because cruise ships are just
country
dishes.
Oh, my God.
Disease.
Coronavism.
But this is why this podcast, this episode today is about escapism.
Yes, about corona free.
The world. Just rid yourself of the corona.
Yeah, we're not.
We're escaping into the world of Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, no social isolate, social distancing here, dude. We're all together.
Yeah, and so speaking of no social distancing, so after the cruise ship stint in the 80s, he moved to Los Angeles, where he started performing at the legendary Comedy Store, which we have talked about here, most particularly two episodes we talked about history of Comedy Store. One was the Comedy Store strike,
mm-hmm.
the legendary strike that changed the face of comedy.
Yes.
And also, which we have talked about, Yakov Smirnoff in the history of the Comedy Store condo.
Oh, wow.
So, Scott, who lived in the Comedy Store condo?
Well,
and I'll give you a hint. His name rhymes with Makoff Burnoff.
That's right. So that was kind of the way when Mitzi. He as he started his career, he started out as a get a word to showcase. Yakov did at the Comedy Store and kind of fell under Mitzi's wing. Mitzi Shore, the manager of the Comedy Store, and as we mentioned in the earlier episodes, there was a house that was on this hill that was behind the Comedy Store that Mitzi also owned and would occasionally give some of the comedians. Let them crash there or live there, and you know they could pay rent or what have you, and so she kind of a rotating cast of characters, people, various comedians going in and out of the house, but some of the most famous ones at the time that we're talking about were none other than Andrew Dice Clay and Thomas F. Wilson, which is our listeners will know as Biff from Back to the Future. They were both roommates of Yakov.
They shared a room within the house, or they all were just roommates within the house?
Yeah, that's now I'm kind of wondering that. Exactly. That's a good question. I bet they must have had their own rooms, dude. There's no way that Andrew Dice Clay.
And also, yeah. So also, I think I remember from that episode was Yakov, when he was a struggling comedian and he lived in the comedy condo or the comedy house, he was also sort of worked as the electrician at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, he was a carpenter.
Yeah. So I think he would fix like the, you know, electrical things.
Yeah.
And I believe that he put up a big portrait of himself inside the house that sort of pissed off Andrew Dice Clay or would irritate Andrew Dice Clay.
No, that's sad. You don't want
to.
You
know. I don't know. I mean, if you had to have a roommate, don't you think like a young Yakov Smirnoff would be pretty fun.
Yeah, it would have been awesome, dude.
I said to myself, "What a country!"
So, when did things start really clicking for Yakov Smirnoff?
Well, like many of the other comedians we profiled on the show, this was kind of a comedian training circuit back in the day. Was the Rodney Dangerfield's Young Comedian special? And that's kind of how he first kind of broke out, and most of the country had a chance to see him.
Our next comedian is from Russia. How do you like that, huh? This guy came here 7 years ago, couldn't speak a word of English. Today he speaks 12 words. All Spanish.
Yeah, most particularly the 9th annual Rodney Dangerfield Young Comedian Special. Also on that special were the likes of Louis Anderson, Sam Kennison, Rita Rendner, Bob Saget.
Wow, okay.
And a bunch of people you probably wouldn't know.
That's always weird. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, but those are big heavy hitters. Yeah, so yeah. Sam Kennison got his big break from that special.
Yep.
It was just back in the days when just one, you know, comedy special or one appearance on The Tonight Show would, you know, make your whole career.
Yeah.
You would have the whole country talking about you the next day.
Yeah, it's crazy because it doesn't seem like that happens anymore.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So once things started rolling for Yakov, where did he start popping up?
Well, let's see. So he started his first kind of big break was that Miller Lite commercial. A lot of people saw that.
When I came to America from Russia, I discovered many wonderful things like blue jeans, unopened mail, and light beer from Miller. Yeah. When I tasted this light, I said to myself, what a country. Light has great taste. Light's also less filling with stored less calories than the regular beer. In America, there is plenty of light beer and you can always find a party. In Russia, party always finds you.
He made quite a few movies. Actually, he was in Moscow on the Hudson, where he was.
That was his first big breakout role. Yeah, Robin Williams movie, where Robin Williams played. Did he play a Russian guy in that?
Yeah, he was a Russian guy. I think it was a pretty good movie. Okay. I saw it in the theater. I remember that.
Yeah. Robin Williams was a Russian who defected inside of a department store.
Macy's? Bloomingdale's.
I don't know if it was.
I think it was Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
And that was good. Paul Mazursky film. So that was one. He was also in Brewster's Millions as a taxi driver, The Money Pit with Tom Hanks, and then I didn't know this. He was in Buckaroo Banzai. I don't remember that one.
Is that a good movie? That's like one of those cult movies. Is that?
I remember seeing
it. It's a Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Jeff Goldman's in there, and I remember seeing it and thinking it was weird and like to go back and watch it again now and see what. Mm-hmm. It's very culty.
So from there, he also appeared on episodes of Night Court as the character Yakov Korolenko.
Okay.
And he also appeared several times on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. But what was considered like the pinnacle of his big break is when Sitcom World decided to create a sitcom all around his catchphrase, which was a sitcom called What a Country.
Yes, exactly.
Here, dude, I got the tree. Here, right, let me put it on. I was saving it. I didn't.
I've seen
it.
It was
a baby.
Oh, yeah. I love
here
it.
Here we go.
Yeah. No, it's great. So it's so very cheersy 1980s.
Oh, wow. Yeah, cheers. Okay, a little sepia tone, but with one colorized flag. All
okay,
right.
So I think I'm going to have.
Okay, what is Garrett Brown get the starring?
Here's the weird thing. Are you done? Okay.
Oh, there's an episode.
Yeah, don't watch
the thing. The episode Taylor Loses His Cool.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, go. So what do you know about the sitcom What a
Country?
Here's
the thing, dude. This was actually based, like our other shows that we've talked about here and that our viewers have corrected us on, this is based on a British sitcom called Mind Your Language.
And what was the premise of that?
Well, I guess people learning a language in class. I don't know why you would have to base it on that, but it is anyway. And here's the other interesting thing. I remember this too. Is that a couple two more bits of trivia? Is that it was it was syndicated. It was never shown on a major network.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like.
Did you make it past a season?
I don't. I guess. However, they used to do that back in the old timey days, where they would make the show and it wouldn't get shown on a network. But here's the other thing. Are you ready for this, Harmon? Are you sitting down over there? Are you ready?
Wait. I'm standing up now. Let me find a chair. Okay, got a chair. I'm sitting down.
Okay, so they had a. Let me find out who this person is. Idea who that person is. Anyway, so they had the original principal on the school who was, you kids better learn your language. Anyway, the original principal was played by Gail Strickland, but
who's that? That sounds familiar.
That's what I thought too. I looked her up. I have no idea who that is. Anyway, she was on the first 10 episodes to be replaced by. You're sitting down because here it comes. None other than. Don Knotts.
What?
Yes.
Was Don Knotts just the utility, jump the shark guy?
Yeah, totally. So that was.
This is like a. Oh my god! This is like a whole segment in the hit one woman show tied up in knots.
Yeah, dude, so if you could believe
the What a Country era.
Yeah, so you believe it at one time we had Yakov Smirnoff and Don Knotts together. on
that. Oh my God, that's almost like our episode of Comedy History 101 on fake Charlie Chaplins, where we had fake Charlie Chaplin doing shtick with Oliver Hardy. Two comedy giants.
I know, man.
Oh, sort of.
that's so sad, dude.
Yeah, so Scott, you were leading to this. So, okay, things are going good for Yakov Smirnoff. What a country. He's making Miller Lite commercials. He has his own sitcom. He's on The Tonight Show. You know, probably one of the top comedians in the country.
He was doing cartoon bumpers. Let's not forget that for ABC.
Yep, that's right. But what happened in 1987?
Oh, well, Harmon.
Was that it? Was that it? What happens to an immigrant that comes to America with unable to speak a word of English?
Right.
What is the true immigrant journey?
Well, here it is
with Yakov Smirnoff.
So, and I have the actual date.
Wait! I'm not sitting down yet.
I have the actual date here. Yeah, all right. It was the historical date was January 23rd, 1986. And what happened on that day is that Smirnoff was invited to a party hosted by the Washington Times editor-in-chief Arnaud D. Borshkov, which featured Ronald Reagan as the guest of honor. And Reagan and Smirnoff hit it off immediately because Reagan told Smirnoff a joke. And
what was the joke?
It was the one about the car. You want me to paraphrase it? I think you can paraphrase
it. No, I think, is it like this? In America, president tells you joke. In Russia,
joke.
President throws you in jail.
In Russia, president declares war. President
throws you to gulag.
Declares war on Ukraine.
Yeah. what was the joke?
Okay. A man goes to a car. A man in Soviet Russia goes to a car factory, and he says, "I'm here for my new car." And the factory worker says, "Sure, here, just sign this form. You can pick it up in 20 years from now." And the guy goes, "Oh, would that be in the morning or the afternoon?" And the factory worker goes, "What does it matter? It's 20 years from now." And the car guy goes, "'Cause I've got the plumber coming in the morning."
Nah.
Yeah, it takes 20 years. Yeah.
And then actually a joke. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because that's kind of based in reality, because Sandy actually has her parents still have their, when they went to go order their car and they in 1983, and they said it would be ready in 1993, and they still have the paperwork, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was real.
And apparently a joke that Reagan later paraphrased from Smirnoff was, in Russia, if you say, take my wife, please, you come home and she's gone.
Yeah.
That's a good joke. Yeah. Like, here's the thing about, just a side note, is that Yakov Smirnoff actually had good jokes. I think they're funny jokes.
Yeah, no, that's a little worse.
You know, I would say, you know, we like to pretend that ironically we love Yakov Smirnoff, but I think back in, if you look back at the old clips, it makes you laugh.
Yeah, I mean, he's funny. He's good on stage, and he's funny, and he, you know, he had his point of view and everything, so it all worked. I mean, he was doing
in a way. I almost like group him into like a, you know, he's almost like an Andy Kaufman foreign man with intentionally good jokes in a way.
Yeah, he's like foreign. He's like foreign man, but like for real.
Yeah, because he is a foreign man.
Yeah, he was.
Instead of being foreign man, he was a foreign
right,
man.
Exactly.
So, what happened when Yakov Smirnoff was listed by one Dana Rohrabacher?
Mm-hmm.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes. Well, he became a speechwriter for Reagan, more or less. He was kind of Reagan's go-to guy during the last couple of years in his office. And Smirnoff was such a valued part of Reagan's team that he became the featured entertainer during the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner back in 1988.
Did you find any tape on that?
I didn't see any tape. I found pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So there are pictures of that.
So it wasn't back in the days where we're now, well, they don't even have comedians at the White House Correspondents' Dinner anymore because of, and in fact, the president doesn't even come to that.
No, that's what anymore. I was just saying.
Kind of an innocent time, you know? During the Obama years, that kind of, we've done the history of
yes, we have.
White House Correspondent Dinner. So you can check out our past episode of that. Yeah. I mean, I think the heyday of that, and we also interviewed David, what's his name again? The writer wrote Obama speeches? David Litt. Oh, yeah. We did an episode where we interviewed David Litt, who wrote head joke writer for Obama during the Correspondent Dinner. So, yeah, I think with that, the heyday was Obama, because Obama could take a joke and he would get, like, good writers like David Litt, you know, writing, you know, funny quips for him. And it was all fun. And then came just the dark age of Trump.
Yeah.
Where you have Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So just, that's just her when, you know, Michelle Wolf was, you know, making jokes, you know, and she couldn't take a joke and just had a scowled. I don't find that funny.
Yeah.
But back in the day when Yakov was, you know, hosting the dinner for Reagan, I bet the quips were flying high.
Fast and furious.
Our disdain for Reagan.
No, I can't find any video as of yet, but we do have some pictures, and we'll put those up at, you'll be able to see those at This Is the President over at scottklonko.com/president. And also we'll give Harmon a picture. We'll give us a picture as well. We'll put it over at Comedy History 101. You can see these pictures of Yakov Smirnoff and Ronald Reagan live together.
I don't know. I don't know what jokes he did, but maybe he was doing, in America, you have war on drugs, but in Russia, drugs has war on you. In America, you just say no.
And no.
In Russia, no just says you.
Oh, boy.
So, Scott, tell us about this Ben Stiller skit.
Well, see, here's the thing. Before we even get to there, Harmon, we got to talk about kind of a turning point in Yakov's career.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so can I set you up? Because I know where you're going on with this one.
Well, I mean, it was...
Okay, let's say you're a comedian.
Right.
And your whole act is based on living in a repressed regime. Something happens in 1989.
Yep.
The fall of communism.
Yes.
What happens to your act?
Not good. So it becomes dated immediately. So this kind of all his act kind of started falling apart to the point where, like, around, so the fall of the Soviet Union was, he kind of limped along between 89 and 91, and then in 91 there was a fall of the Soviet Union. So immediately in 1992, Smirnoff made the number one spot on the David Letterman show, where they talked about the top points of the fall of communism that ended Yakov Smirnoff's career. And then also Ben Stiller poked a little fun at him on his Ben Stiller show.
He loves to make people laugh almost as much as he loves his freedom. HBO presents The Last Stand of Yakov Smirnoff.
You know, since Soviet Union broke up, people say I have nothing to joke about. Well, I say there's always Albania.
The Iron Curtain's lifted, and Yakov's on his own.
In former Soviet Union used to be pretty bad. We had no freedom. Now, we have freedom. Pretty crazy, huh? What a sovereignty of independent states. I love it.
The Soviet Union's gone, but Yakov is as funny as ever.
Oh, a defector. Yeah, things are pretty bad in China now, you know. Which was like the former Soviet Union used to be. Communist. Did I ever tell you I'm part Chinese on my mother's side? Whenever I go to visit relatives in China, we eat, and then an hour later, we want freedom.
It's the last stand of Yakov Smirnov coming this fall.
Funny thing about that clip where he starts doing Russian dancing, yeah. I think that was part of the real Yakov's early act. He couldn't speak English well, and there'd be a big section where he would just do Russian dancing.
Yeah. And apparently Ben Stiller's kind of apologized for that bit.
To Yakov?
Just, I think, in general, in the press, I think he might have.
Why did he apologize?
I don't know. He said he thought he was hoping it wasn't too mean. I don't think it's mean. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, it's just you make your whole career based on this one thing, and then it goes away. So it wasn't personal or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Let's say, you know, so the wall came down and the Soviet Union broke up, and was that it? Was that the last we heard of Yakov Smirnov?
Oh no, Harmon.
Did he rise like the phoenix, and where did that phoenix rise to?
Well, that phoenix rose to not the actual phoenix, but the Midwestern equivalent of phoenix, which is known as Branson, Missouri. This started, I believe it was around 1992 or 93.
1993.
93, yeah. So that was the year he was kind of making his comeback, because also that same year, Smirnov did the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, mm-hmm. and came out and literally had no Russia jokes in his entire act. Hey. He's just talking about...
Wait, let me just put a second of it on. Just to go.
Thank you very much. Hi. Hi, my name is Yakov Smirnov. As you know, I'm originally from Russia. And now I'm married to an American woman. Anybody?
I get where he's going with this. Okay. Don't need to watch. Don't need to hear.
I mean, the whole thing's like that. So it's kind of interesting the way that like he had started switching around. And that same year,
kind of like Dylan going electric.
Yeah. That same year he did.
Yakov Smirnov goes all relationship jokes.
Yeah. Exactly. So that same year he did Farm Aid. In the Midwest, mm-hmm. somewhere, and Willie Nelson was there, and Willie Nelson saw his act, and Willie told Yakov, he was like, dude, if you need to go anywhere, go to Branson. Everybody will get you there. So he did.
And not only did he, but he also opened his own theater, the Yakov Smirnov Theater, a 2,000-seat theater in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, well, he started out just kind of renting other people's, you know, stages when they had some time off, and then he decided at the end because he thought it was just going to be temporary. He didn't think he was going to be there forever, but he just went.
And you've been to Branson, right?
I've driven around. Yes, I've seen the theater, dude. I stopped in the parking lot. It was closed. It was closed that day.
Yeah, it's a weird ass.
It is. I was there in February. It was.
I was there in January.
Okay, yeah.
I was there in February as well.
Yeah. So we've seen it during the off. I've never seen it. I'd like to go back and see it when it's normal.
Yeah, so there's no bars. There's no bars in Branson. Like, we went and saw the most patriotic show we could find, you know, where the backdrop was just American flags and firemen and 9/11 and shit.
Yeah.
And there's this country, you know, a cappella group. And there's no bars in the theater.
Oh, that's sad, dude. So what'd you do?
But, footnote, we found the one hotel bar where the locals go to, and a local told us so Branson, very Christian, very right-wing, very family-oriented. Right. A local told us the underbelly of that is Nazis and meth.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, that's that's Missouri, dude.
Because it's only about 20 minutes from Harrison, Arkansas, which is the headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan.
Ah, okay. Excellent.
Yeah, and I was there because I was doing a book called National Lampoon's Road Trip USA, and I plotted to go both to Harrison and Branson because the premise of the book was I had to go to a road trip to the worst places in America.
That's horrible, dude.
Yeah, so we got Branson, we got Ku Klux Klan headquarters during the day, and at night, we got Branson, Missouri.
Aw, that's nice.
I said to myself, what a country.
So I guess that's it. I guess we wrap up the history of Yakov Smirnoff. Unless there's Scott.
No, it's not, dude.
Is there anything else of his career?
Well, Harmon.
You mean the career of Dr. Yakov Smirnoff?
But before we even get there, after the Yakov was sworn in as an American citizen in 1986. On the Statue of Liberty. So that was like the year they reopened the Statue of Liberty after they refurbished it. He was there. He saw the skyline of Manhattan when he was getting sworn in as an American citizen. So he was very moved by the September 11th attacks in New York City. Moved to the point where he kind of spent his time, raised a bunch of money, and he painted a mural that hung over Ground Zero, which you can find. You can find online. We'll put it in the article as well on Comedy History 101. But it's a big...
Because was that another thing when back in Russia he was an art teacher?
Yeah, he was an art teacher. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, okay, all right.
So there's a big old heart wrapped in an American flag sitting at Ground Zero. So you can see that. We'll see that on. We'll have that in the article on Comedy History 101. You can see that there. So after that, then he started doing he appeared Broadway in a one-man show called As Long As We Should...
What a country.
We Both... As Long As We Both Shall Laugh. And Harmon, he was a feature writer for AARP magazine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he got his master's degree in psychology from the University of Pennsylvania in May 2006. He taught classes at Drury University and Missouri State University. And finally got his doctorate in psychology and global leadership from Pepperdine in May, just this last year, dude, May 18th, 2019. Wow, yeah.
Here. I think pretty impressive guy. Just had a lot of trajectory courses, mm-hmm. and now he's a doctor.
Yeah, but you
what got, a country!
Yeah, well, he talks about that when he changed, when the Soviet Union collapsed and his whole, career kind of, he was, at that time, he was like, he just bought a new house in Los Angeles and stuff, and he had two mm-hmm. kids, and it's just like, imagine, now
you're,
and
your then whole career.
Yeah, he said that all his bookings would cancel on him, that, he's supposed to play Vegas, and they're like, yeah, we don't need you anymore.
But anyways, just pretty impressive guy, I would say. Any other takeaways on Dr. Yakov Smirnoff?
Do you want me to give a takeaway? Or do you want takeaway to give me?
Takeaway you, yeah. Okay. But any takeaways?
Really. No, I mean, I guess the takeaway would be like, man, you got to be, it's like now, if I could say the CV word. It's just, when life hands you lemons, you gotta pick yourself up by the pants and make your own freedom. You gotta head for the border. You gotta say what a country to life.
Hear. Yeah. Every story has a second act, and Yakov Smirnoff had a second act as Dr. Yakov Smirnoff.
Damn straight, dude.
So with that, I think it's time to
Wait, no. No.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll see if we can put this in there. So apparently, I was listening to a podcast with him, and apparently, when they and the commercial, so at the Yakov Smirnoff Theater in Branson, I think showtime is 4:15.
Yeah.
And then they serve dinner, and then they make a big deal out of you get real linen napkins with your dinner. It's like a dinner theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, apparently that's in the commercial they have for the Yakka. They trumpet the fact that you get to eat with real linen napkins. So we'll see if we can dig one of those up on YouTube somewhere.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I guess that sounds all right.
He doesn't like real linen napkins, dude. You get your chicken and mashed potatoes and Yakov Smirnoff, man.
And just etymology, little trivia, the word napkin, it used to be tablecloths, used to be called naps. People would wipe their hands, so they made smaller ones, thus the word napkin, like as in kinder.
Okay.
And with that, it's time to plug away! Scott, what upcoming live events do you have to plug?
Nothing. Well, as we mentioned, we do have our short documentary, Betrayal, will be premiering kind of at the Tribeca Film Festival. I don't know. They're going to have a press and industry screening, and then they might put them online. I'm not really sure. South by Southwest did that, and they actually, people have probably seen those films more than if they would actually just gone.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, because everyone in the country could see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So who knows
what's going on. What they should do, they should just do the Zoom method where it's like you screen it for the first time as a premiere at a certain hour, you know, and then it's almost like, you know, here's the unveiling on this day at this time.
That's a good, yeah, they could do that. I'm not sure.
But,
I'm
not sure. There's a lot of learning curves, and I don't know if they're going to listen to me.
I don't know about the logistics involved. So that's what we got going on. And then also, as you know, Harmer and I do another podcast called This is the President, which you can find over wherever you find your favorite podcast. And the other thing, now that everyone has so much time, we're putting some videos. We're putting lots and lots of videos up there on This is the President on the YouTube channel. So head over to the YouTube channel. Head over to the YouTubes. Do a quick search for This is the President. You'll find us. Come watch some videos. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment, as Harmon likes to say. And that's about me, Harmon. What about you?
So we've taken all the former live shows we've done, and we're moving them online. Tonight, Friday, March 27th, 8 p.m. on your computer. That's right, I'll be streaming my live show, Tale, which I've rebranded for the streaming live show version, Streamy Tale. It'll feature New York's finest storytellers, so check that out. You can go to my site, harmonleon.com, to find out the exact time. So next Wednesday, April 1st, I'll be streaming and hosting my live show, Jokey Okey, stand-up comedy, karaoke, and a three-round game show. And guess what Berlin resident will be on hand?
Oh, my God, me.
To assist in Jokey Okey.
Dr. Scott.
Yes, Dr. Scott will be on hand, so both myself and Scott. You can find out, again, information on the show at my site, harmonleon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are two events to help us get through these crazy-ass shit show of a time. But we've brought the shows online to, and, you know, that's where it is.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now. But, Harmon, I'm going to leave everybody on an up note. So I did a little.
No, it is up note. It's Jokey Okey, dude.
But still on an up note. Did a little research, and I did manage to find the commercial for Yakov's Dinner Adventure, and I wasn't able to listen to it, but it does end with him in a big Russian fur hat holding a plate of food. So,
well, nice. One with the napkins?
Yeah, you'll be able to see that. That'll be over in our site, comedyhistory101.com. You'll see it right there. We'll put Yakov's mural. We'll put him in a fur hat with linen napkins. It'll all be there.
Hear, hear. And once again, thanks a lot for tuning in to
Comedy History 101.
Where we school you in comedy. Now that we have heaps of free time on our hands, I do believe we'll be back next week with a brand spanking new episode. Take some time to like, subscribe, and comment on Comedy History 101, wherever you get your podcast, be it iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, etc., etc. And thanks a lot for tuning in, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured the audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.